Lisa Rasmussen, you know of a proposal for dealing with the city's cats, the stray cats. What do you know so far?
Correct. Well, the Board of Public Works opened up those proposals today. There is one proposal that has come in at well under the price of the original contracts. As I understand, the bidder was Marathon County Humane Society, and that contract was in the neighborhood of $30,000. So that is far less than the $80,000 we saw in the original contract, and is based on, you know, submission of up to 150 cats according to the original RFP agreement.
Any idea why the Humane Society's bid is much lower than their own bid before?
I'm not sure. They may be willing to speculate on that. I think part of it is in the estimated volume of cats. When they first brought us the contracts, they estimated that Wausau was bringing in, or the Wausau area was bringing in 400 cats. Our records seem to indicate differently, and so we requested a proposal for far less cats based on what we believe our actual shelter usage will be. And, you know, previously it was my understanding that Wausau cats were identified by zip code, and there's a number of zip codes that have Wausau addresses that aren't necessarily paying tax in the city, and we need to delineate where those cats are coming from at intake so we can have our numbers correct for the contract price.
I understand there's some software that might help with that.
Right. Attorney Andrew Schmidt from their board came in with the first contract and testified in front of the council that there was some GIS mapping software that the shelter would be able to acquire that would identify where those cats are coming from by address, so we can delineate then which cats are indeed Wausau, City of Wausau generated cats versus those coming in from neighboring townships that have Wausau addresses.
So let's say a cat comes in from outside of City of Wausau and there's no contract from that municipality. Does the Humane Society have a plan for taking care of those cats, or they just reject them?
Well, my understanding was that each municipality or township was to negotiate separately with the shelter after the county defunded cats. And, you know, we have gone forward to work on a plan that encompasses us and the Everest Metro PD, because we are providing service now to those areas as well. But if they're coming from other Wausau area zip codes that are not Wausau or, you know, Everest Metro served populations, then those townships would need to negotiate with the shelter separately.
What's next for this one proposal you have?
Well, it needs to go to a finance committee meeting, and I believe there's a special committee meeting coming next week. And then when they approve that contract, or, you know, assuming that they would, we don't know that, but after the vote, that contract then would move to City Council, and then an application would be made to access the county funding that was offered for 2014 as well.
So look for this possibly on the April Council agenda to finalize.
Potentially on March 25th, I would imagine. We have another meeting coming this month, and if the special finance meeting takes place next week, they may be able to get it through in time.